Hi, I'm Susan Lewis. In March of 2015, the Philadelphia Orchestra performed Michael Dougherty's Reflections on the Mississippi, a concerto for tuba and orchestra. I talked with composer Michael Dougherty and soloist Carol Jansch. Dougherty studied different styles of music, computer music, jazz, rock, and funk, and with different composers, including Boulez, Bernstein, and Ligeti. I asked him how all these different influences affected his music. He answered with a smile.
The key would be Mahler. Mahler's always been a big fan of mine. And Mahler, you know, was very eclectic. You think about it in his music, he throws in all sorts of things from the street, from sounds he heard or whatever, and classical music. So I'm just following in the footsteps of Gustav and Charles Ives probably as well. So
when you look at your music, your body of work, you pick subjects from popular culture, people, places, things. You have titles that are very compelling, Jackie O, Desi, Niagara Falls, Reflections on the Mississippi. It's as if you're already inviting the audience into your piece.
Yeah, I think all those titles are keys for the audience to enter into the work. You know, it's a challenge to write contemporary music because most people don't want to hear it, you know, but I want people to listen to it. So it's a challenge to find ways to get the audience involved. And I think that by having these iconic references, it allows them to be part of the listening experience, and they think of things that remind them of memories or whatever. They can be part of the listening experience as well.
I want to mention too that Michael, on his own, is just an avid fan of pop culture. His studio at home is just covered in vintage posters and articles and books and trinkets. And one of the times that I came to his house, he had me wait for a few minutes while he was on eBay waiting for an auction on a vintage lunchbox to finish. So, like, these are all things he's passionate about. So I think it works both as a key to the listener and as something that means something important to him.
I was going to ask you that question. When you set about to compose something, the decision as to what to compose is influenced by a lot of things, maybe the commission and maybe if there are parameters put on that commission. But it also seems that in some ways music can chronicle your experiences.
Yeah, I mean, I think the music that I like tends to be by composers who did that. Somehow the music reflects their life. I just wrote a piece, Tales of Hemingway. It's a cello concerto being premiered by the National Symphony next week, actually. And, you know, Ernest Hemingway was somebody who did that in his writing. He believed that he wrote what he lived, so to speak. I think that music is interesting when it does that.
So this Reflections on the Mississippi is a commission. Did it have any parameters, or could you do pretty much what you wanted with it?
Well, you know, you always think of length, and there are certain practical things, but one of the things great about being in concert music is that you do have the freedom to come up with the ideas you want to. I mean, so the parameters are, you know, how long the piece will be or whatever, and the orchestra is a certain size. But other than that, you can let your imagination run wild. So that's what I did in this particular piece.
Well, anyone who's ever been to the Mississippi, it is such a beautiful, big, powerful river with a life of its own. It really comes alive in this music.
Yeah, I don't know. There's a mystical element about it. And one of the things I did to get ideas is I actually spent a couple of weeks down at the Mississippi. I drove from the upper part of Iowa down to Hannibal, Missouri, where Mark Twain lived, and took about a week driving down. I took photographs. I had people take me out in their boats in the Mississippi, back in the swamps. And, you know, just, I don't know, I just got ideas and I heard sounds. And then I came home and started to compose the piece.
And I've heard you say that your composition process is such that you think about the sounds that you want to create and then you figure out how the instruments can make them.
Yeah, I think, you know, to make a correlation between nature and sound or music, I think it's something that, again, Mahler did, and I think many composers have. But I do think of timbre. That's very important. So all the studies I did in electronic music and computer music made me aware of, you know, how important sound is and timbre is. So I do think of that.
You also arranged it for a band, and you're playing it with a band. Does that change things as well?
Well, sure. Well, Carol really wanted to return to the University of Michigan and play with a symphony band conducted by Michael Haithcock. And so I did a reorchestration of the piece for wind ensemble. And I worked a lot with wind ensembles over the years. So we performed in Michigan just about a month ago, and it turned out very well. So it will give Carol and other tuba players the opportunity to play it, not only with orchestras, but with wind ensembles. So,
and is that a different experience for you then in terms of the sound and how you hear your own part in context?
Yeah, I mean, it totally changes the colors. I mean, it's the same music, but to hear it played on contrabassoon instead of cello is totally different, you know? So it's fun hearing the same piece, but in such a different way, and I think it's a great addition.
Thank you so much, Michael Daugherty and Carol Jansch.
Thanks.
Thanks for having us.
Everything you hear on WRTI is made possible by members. Please join today.